say, see this? I'd like to explain how I got this. This is a disc from one Menachem Yavet, Rosh Yeshiva of Chai Torah. And I want to explain this specifically in the light and the ruach, the amazing spirit which was felt in the yeshiva after the charity with the tea campaign. Putting so much effort in, everybody. Our hearts are open a little bit for what it means to have a karsa tov to the yeshiva, what it means to be connected to a mosa, what it means to be connected to Torah institution, to give to it. Maybe Hashem sent me this amazing encounter that Danda was receiving this disc in order to further strengthen that attitude and share with you today an amazing encounter which I had, I believe, Monday night. Monday night was a rainy night. It was either Sunday or Monday. Doesn't really make a difference. The familiar buzz happened at my door. I sent my son Shimmy, you know him, cute little kid, downstairs to check the door. He says, Abba, someone's here for tzedakah. Okay, I go to the door. In front of me is a fine Hasidic Edel Abacher. I forgot his name. You know, the rest of this story is true because I'm not telling you all of them, unless it was a brilliant diversion. And he's from Kensington, New York. Fine. And he's a Talmud in this yeshiva of Rabbi Menachem Yavet. And he's collecting for his yeshiva. Okay. That was pretty impressive. He was coming door to door. He had his full shank coat on, the whole burqa look for men, dripping. Fine. And he starts telling about the yeshiva. He says, we're very in debt. We're in a terrible... The building is falling apart. I think he said 1 million shekels in debt. We're renting from somewhere else. And I'm trying to help the yeshiva. Okay, normal enough. Impressive, but normal. And then he says to me, I gave all of my personal money to the yeshiva. 30,000 shekels. This is out of his mouth, word to word. I said, what are you all thinking? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What else? What? Tzaddik. Okay, good. Someone halachic? Any halachic people out there? It's us, sir. What do you mean? It's us, sir. Mevazu is Ayyavazu is Yosem Yechomish. You're only supposed to give him a fifth of your wealth to tzedakah. And that's what I asked him. How could you do that? He says, no. I did it in a way which is mutter. I gave the yeshiva a loan during the Shemitah year. And we know at the end of the Shemitah year, Shemitah annuls all debts. And I made sure not to write a prosbul. I didn't write the document, the halachic document, which somehow gets around that. And therefore, my chov was mishamed. And the yeshiva never had to pay me back. And in this way, I gave 30,000 shekels, all of my savings, to the yeshiva. It's amazing we're both say people this. Anyway, so at the end, I gave my 20 shekels, so he gave me the disc. I want to speak a little bit more, you know, because you see what someone, an inspiration of what it means to be dedicated to yeshiva, connected to yeshiva. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of Rebbeim, of Talmidim, what makes up a yeshiva. So the pasuk at the end of the parasha tells us, I'll read in English, when Moses, that's Moshe, descended from Charity with a T. Send it from Mount Sinai. Can we correct that? I would just say charity with a T from now on. I know it's with a D, but... Okay. When Moses descended from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in the hand, Moses did not realize that the skin of his face had become radiant when God had spoken to him. And Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face had become radiant. And they feared to approach him. And Moshe called to them, and Aaron, all the leaders of the assembly, returned to him. And Moses would speak to them. After that, all the children of Israel would approach. He would command them regarding everything that Hashem had spoken to him on Mount Sinai. And then he would put his mask back on. And it's clear in the Mefarshim. So Moshe has a mask, right? His radiance is such that it's too much for the Jewish people to appreciate on a regular basis. But it's clear in the commentators that when Moshe would teach Klal Yisrael Torah, at that point he would take off his mask. He would take off his mask, obviously, for speaking to God, but also when he would speak to the Jewish people, he would also take off his mask. And when he was finished speaking and going about the regular day-to-day things, he would put the mask back on. Now the question is, what's the limud ha'doros? What's the lesson to us for generations in the fact that Moshe took his mask off, took the masva off, and he put it back on? That's what we're going to talk about for a few moments. And it's really a message to everybody here. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the great Gadol of America, the whole world, Igros Moshe, brings... Trashmo is a wonderful savior because he talks about the end of the Parsha. Some Sfarim only talk about the beginning of the Parsha. He always talks about the end of the Parsha also. Anyway, So he says here, it's a remez. It's a remez for Rebbeim, and it's a remez for Talmidim. First, what's the lesson to the Rebbeim? Of course, in this holy room, we have many Rebbeim, many great Rebbeim, and we have also many potential Rebbeim, many, many beginning Rebbeim. All the guys in the yeshiva take a lot of responsibility to teach the more beginner guys, and more beginner guys teach more beginner guys. So we're all Rebbeim in a certain way. So what's this avoda? What's this job? What's this task of being a Rebbe B'Klal Yisrael? So says Rabbi Feinstein, Sharav Tzarich Lidbonin, says three things. I'll call Mara Talmidim. A Rebbe has to look, he has to take off his mask and look at Kol Mara Talmidim. He has to look at all of the appearance of his students. Take in the whole person. And know what's with them in everything that they're doing. And I think maybe you could argue about how to read it. I think Moshe may be saying a third thing. And he can't be master his panim from them. He can't not divulge of himself. So let's go further into each of these things. And that's the idea of taking off the mask on the side of the Rebbe. Sharav tzarech litbonen al kol mara talmidim. On the whole mara of the Talmud, the whole appearance of the Talmud, a Rebbe has to be interested in. I understand that to mean, some Rebbeim sometimes we're just interested in the ruchnis. But a Rebbe b'Yisrael, potential Rebbe b'Yisrael, have to be interested in the gashmis of the students also. The Talmid Baal Shem, when they would come to a town and spread their message, the first thing they would check out is, how's the Parnassa? And I'll tell you an unbelievable maisa, Shehaya. I read it from the Baal Mechaber, Yaakov Galinsky, the famous tzaddik, was recently nifter, who was a Talmud of Navarik in the war. And the war came. And he made it to Vilna. He'd been separated from his parents for months. He was sleeping in a shul. His shoes were tattered. And he knew, I believe, Chizki Mishkovsky, who was the right-hand man of who? The Gadol Ador of Chaim Moser Gudzinski. Also, Chaim Moser Gudzinski is godless. We could talk about forever. And I want, if you have a second, after we see speech, to understand a little about this mice, I'm going to tell you, find time to take a look at a picture of Chaim Moser. I think you can understand it. Picture's worth 1,000 words. And he was going in the next day to see the Gadol Ador, one of the Gadol Ador was Chaim Moser Gudzinski, Baal Achiezer. All Shas was in front of him. His bar mitzvah, he said over pages of Ketos and Nesibis, that's where Chaim Moser was. And the whole night before, he stood up, learning. He says, I'm going to speak to the Gadol Ador. He's going to ask me where I'm holding. What's learns to? What are you learning? And he was learning Tesvav Nashim, the first parak of Yavamas, a very Geshmaka parak, a deep parak in Shas. And he chazes the whole night Tesvav Nashim. And he's thinking he's going to ask me a question. And he's going to ask me, and I'm going to answer. And then maybe they'll ask me like this, and I'll answer that. And he forgot all of his sorrows, all of his difficulties, and he was thinking so excited. Finally, the day came, and he walks into the Gadol Ador, his Nichnas Kodesh Pnima, the inner chamber where all Klal Yisrael at that time was running out of Vilna and Reb Chaim Moser's office. Anybody knows, Torah was coming out of there, Haroah was coming out of there, where the yeshivas were going, where the people were having shidduchim there. Everything was happening there. And he had his moment alone with Reb Chaim Moser. And Reb Chaim Moser looked at him with his loving eyes and said, I want to ask you some questions. Says, first off, when was the last time you saw your parents? I have another question. He says, do you have a blanket? He knew he was sleeping in the shul. Hey, third, let me see your shoes. And Yaakov Galinsky, there at that spot, broke down crying. That in everything, there was someone who he knew cared about him. He'd never seen the Reb Chaim Moser before in his life, but he knew that there was a Rebbe B'Yisrael that cared about him so much. Daltav Slobodka, two of his great-grandchildren were nifter recently. I was just thinking of Reb Folshmo Levitz and the Gaon of the Old City, or Thamara Dasser, or Neventhal's wife, or great-grandchildren of his, who was a Gaon Otzim and Kochas and Nefesh. Everybody knew that Alta knew everything about his Talmidim. But every time when the Talmud would come to him, Mechadash, he would look him over left and right to understand, to see Kol Mara Talmidim, everything about him, everything that he could understand, to see if there's any change, any growth, any Aliyah, any Yerida. So that's the first thing. But then Reb Moshe says further, V'leida Masha Itam B'chol Maseyim, to know what's with them, with everything they're doing. It's not just a question, is he doing well in my shir? Is he doing well in my yeshiva? What's with this Talmud in general? What's his life? What's his background? Where's he from? And finally, I think maybe he's saying another idea, Ben Yochel Lahastir part of Mehem. And he can't be master as part of Mehem. What does that mean, Rabosai? To be open with your Talmidim, obviously where appropriate. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. There's no safer that Yeshiva Bachur is more excited when he opens up than Chiddush Reb Chaim. He was changed the whole way that Klal Yisrael learns. When he was a Rebbe in Volozhin, he used to box with his Talmidim. He was a very strong person, and he could pick up one with either hand. I guess the smaller ones. Probably not a Talmud like me. Yeah? He could pick them up. Totally open with his Talmidim. Totally in love with them. His grandson relates, sorry, I've read a book that his grandson, word by word, he said this. He says, not that I'm bigger than my grandfather, I don't do that. He says, I can't do that. I just can't do it. But that's when Chaim was open. He wasn't master responding from them. Being open, no emotional blocks. That's Moshe taking off the mask. But what's the lesson to Klal Yisrael? Moshe continues. Oye Shlomar. Mishum Shetz Talmud, Sarach Lishtadel B'chol HaKochus. Av Kishish Tvarim Koshim Lagil HaRav. The Talmud asks this, that's the Rebbe's job, taking off the mask, or taking off the mask. But the Rebbe, the Talmud's job is to help take off the mask. I don't care what's in front of me. I want a shaykhus to my Rebbeim, I want a shaykhus to Talmud HaChomim, I want a shaykhus to Gedolim. B'kol HaKochus, av kishish tvarim kashim, legil HaRav, v'gam shetov l'ro p'nei HaRav, k'disav ha'yuenecha ro'os v'ein morecha. Tvarim kashim, Rabosai. Right? I want a relationship with the Rebbe, for sure. Of course, who doesn't? But on my terms. What's convenient for me? It's Erev Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos. Rebbe, could you talk now? These kids are all over the place, jumping around. That's when you come to talk to a Rebbe. That shows a seriousness about a relationship. And I will say, it's not a question of convenience and time. Emotionally, is it that a Rebbe will say, Rebbeim say what we say, we speak a lot of words. People make mistakes sometimes. And sometimes what you think is a mistake isn't a mistake. But even if you make a mistake, that's a reason to cut off a relationship? This Rebbe pushing me a little too far, made me feel uncomfortable. Zeh! That's what it means to invest in a relationship. I just let something, yakar mode, go, because one time I saw X Rebbe or Y Rebbe get a little upset. Kaha! Zoh derech. Revolver Rebbe said, Lashon Chazon Ish, is a person has to be dochek v'nichnas b'chol makom, l'shmo l'shamish. You push and you're nichnas everywhere to hear from your Rebbeim, to mishamish them, to be connected to them. Revolver, you know, the famed author of Ali Shur, he learned for 8 years with Rav Hundner. And I heard from a Talmud of Rav Hundner, he says, you think that it was easy for Revolver to get into Rav Hundner? Revolver, he used to bang the door. He used to have to bang the door to get Rav Hundner's attention. I understand exactly what it means. It wasn't a simple process, but he was most nefesh. And because of that, we have Ali Shur Chelik Beis. But let's go a little deeper. Rav Moshe in another place also writes about this masveh taking you off. And he says, a different shot. And he says, what's the nature of this radiance from Moshe? What was that? What was it that radiated so much from Moshe that no one could look at? So the way Moshe explains it is that was the or of the hod shel hashras hashchina la'oskim b'torah. The Shechina is with those that learn Torah, and Moshe was the greatest lomei Torah, Moshe Avdi. Moshe learned Torah like no one else, and he had a hod, he had a grace, a beauty of the Shechina that was with him as he learned the Torah. And that was B'Moshe B'Goli. Everywhere he was connected, it was totally out with him, the Shechina was with him. So to speak, you could see on him the Holy Presence resting on him, whatever that means. And Klal Yisrael has shaychus to that, he says, in their panemius. Inside we have that, we were all at Har Sinai, but outside we're not. So therefore, Moshe had to put on a mask because the Jewish people couldn't appreciate Moshe, couldn't see him, couldn't look at him. But when they learned Torah, that inner shaychut, that inner connection which we had to the Shechina through Kabbalah Satorah, together with our actively learning, allowed us to look at Moshe. That's how he explains it in an hashkafic way. We were naturally shayach to something, but not enough. But when we were actively learning, we stepped up, and now we're shayach also to speak to Moshe pel peh and have Moshe take off his mask. But Rav Moshe says something else, which is that's an interesting hashkafic shot. Rav Moshe adds a point, it'll just take 2 minutes, and Rav Moshe explains what is it, I think that's what he's saying, everybody's welcome to look, a little difficult, what is it that gives a person that shaychus to the Shechina when he learns? How does a person have to learn Torah? How does a person have to look at Torah to experience that? And he says like this, Shechachmas HaTorah, Eino K'inin Shara Chachmas Shavolim, the lo emuna hatahora, without pure emuna, without pure faith, shen yodim anachnu, she called the Torah emes, All the words of the Torah are true. After Rav Hoseinu Haim Emes, lo shayach shitun, it's not shayach that the Tanayim, the Amoraim, Rishon made mistakes. The Lechem, Rotz Lavinotam, even when it's difficult, Hashem will help you. I think what Moshe is saying is when a person has a proper amuna, how do I make that my learning I connect to the Shekhinah? Well, it depends how you look at it. If the Gemara is another mathematics book to you, interesting, intellectual, that's not going to get you Shekhinah. But if I look at this with appreciation, I say, this is Chachmas HaTorah, this is Chachmas HaEmes, this is the Mesorah, this is truth, then the Shekhinah is with you. Rabbi Yerucham once got up at an Asifa, Rabbi Yerucham, the great Mashkiach of Meir Yeshiva, and he picked up in the Gemara, he said, do we have another book in the world that every single word of it is true? And I want to finish with the Pshat of the Altar of Kelm. Pasuk says, Derech Emuna Bacharti Mitzvasecha Shevisi. The Pasuk Pshat in that means, I chose the way of Emuna, Mitzvasecha Shevisi. Your mitzvos are against me, or Mishvotecha, Pikudecha, Mitzvotecha, and remember, Shevisi are Kenegdi, like Shevisi Shem Lenegdi Summit. But the Altar says, no, there's another Pshat. Shevisi means to make things straight, to make things flat. When things are difficult, they're not Shava. When you make things correct, then they're Shava. Derech Emuna Bacharti, you know how your Miyashi Vishver Rambam, a Rashba, a Rashi, a Tosfos, a Gemara, a Chumash, a Mesil Yesharim? Derech Emuna Bacharti, when you will believe the Kol Divrei Torah Emes, then Mitzvasecha Shevisi. Then you have the ability to make it make sense. Then you have this Yad Dishmai, and there are two pshatim in that. One, B'derech HaTeva, you're going to work harder, because I'm coming to Miyashi something which is true. The Rambam is Emes, so I have to make it make sense, and I'll make it make sense. But B'derech, like Alpi Rav Moshe, it's B'derech Skuli also. It's spiritually like that. When we learn with the Emunah that the whole Torah is Emes, then Hashem is with us, the Shekhinah is with us, and everything's going to make sense. The Shekhinah and the Neshama can make anything make sense. Rabosai, to tie it all together, and I end you with this. It all starts with that. Just to tie together the whole Shemus for a moment. If we approach Torah and say that our involvement here in these holy walls is an involvement of Emes, of truth, of Mesorah Ad Har Sinai, then we'll learn Torah the right way. And then we'll have the right appreciation for our Rebbeim. And we'll have a right appreciation for our Talmidim because we're all involved together in this unbelievable pursuit of Chachmas Emes, of truth, of Mesorah, of the tradition, of getting back to Har Sinai. And we'll realize that yeshiva is something worth giving 30,000 shekels to.